That's Welcome in Demand, brought to us by Home and Infinity. Visit them today at homeandinfinity.com. He is ESPN's finest NFL reporter. His name is Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal, what did you think of the 2-year deal today? All of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, I like it, Mike. I do. I really like it. And I know that it's something that you have been pushing for the last 2 to 3 weeks, and I think the team and the agent finally came to their senses. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned that we were at the combine, and I was there with Adam Schefter and the other insiders. And we were, you know, I told you when I was there, my main goal was to find out what was going on behind the scenes with Sam Bradford. Mm-hmm. And you could see over a five-day period, Michael, that there was a progression over a day-to-day basis, that they would get closer and closer to getting the deal done. And there were certain things that happened over the last 5 days that led us to this point, to this 2-year deal. You want me to take you through it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So the first thing was when Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman had that press conference last week, which was on Wednesday, and they talked about how much they thought Bradford wanted to be here. And I think you were off, and I came on the program and I explained that I talked to Doug Peterson after he came down from the podium, and Peterson told me that he reached out to Bradford and had a one-on-one conversation with him. Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing that happened clearly was Peterson and Roseman making a public plea and also sending a signal to the agent publicly that there was a deal to be done, that they wanted it to happen. And Peterson reaching out to Bradford, I think, was very, very important. You know, I can't say enough about the contrast between Peterson and Chip Kelly. You just see it in the way Peterson deals with people. There's a level of authenticity and sincerity that just did not exist with Kelly. And I think players are responding to it. And I think Bradford responded to it. That's what I heard from the Bradford camp. That the conversation that went on between Peterson and Bradford was real, that Peterson came to an understanding that, that Bradford came to an understanding that Peterson really wanted him, and that Bradford came to an understanding that he could work out in this system and come back to Philadelphia and be comfortable. Now, having said all that, the agent is still telling Bradford, listen, there's still a big deal out there. I can get you a big deal. I'm pretty sure that I can. And then something happened on Saturday that was significant to get this deal done, and that was Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz had a tremendous workout on Saturday. So did Jared Goff. The kid from North Dakota State and the quarterback from California back-to-back had two really good workouts. Much better than anticipated by a lot of scouts, GMs, and coaches that I talked to. And it was pretty clear now that you could get in the first round, if you're really quarterback desperate, like the Texans or the Rams or the Browns, that you could get one of these two guys if you played your cards right, and you'd be okay, and you wouldn't have to invest big money in Bradford. And that, I think, helped to dry up the market.
Interesting.
And help the Eagles get this deal done.
So they read his value dropping a little bit, and they took advantage of that, like any good negotiator would do, and they kind of flummoxed Tom Condon.
Well, I think Condon read it, and I think the Eagles read it. I think the Eagles were never going to get Carson Wentz. They just were not going to. I mean, they're at 13. They don't have any ammunition with no second-round pick. That just wasn't going to happen. They have too many holes. They understand that. It was really going to be Bradford or a Paxton Lynch, maybe, down in the first round somewhere. And Paxton Lynch is a big drop-off. The people that I talked to, the Todd McShay, Bill Polian, Lou Riddick, Mike Mayock, all of them said that after Wentz and Goff got done, it showed that those two guys were far and away. There was a separation between those two guys and the rest of this quarterback class. And once that happened, the Eagles understood, okay, well now, if one of these desperate teams that need a quarterback, they're not going to go for Paxton Lynch, they're going to go for Wentz and Goff, and they're going to be pretty happy with a young quarterback that they don't have to spend a lot of money on because they're a rookie wage scale. They're not out there looking for Bradford. And the owner is already on the record saying in Houston, that he's not crazy about overspending on Bradford because of the injury history. He wants a young guy, mm-hmm. and he's really the one who's calling the shots now. And Billy O'Brien still thinks, hey, if I don't jump up from 22, I can still get Christian Hackenberg, who did pretty well, I thought, at the combine, and I think still fits in Houston. Then the market really dried up. By Sunday and Monday, once the Eagles put that out to Mike Garofalo of Fox, mm-hmm. that they had upped the ante to Condon, that put a lot of pressure on Condon.
Well, the Eagles played it well. I guess
they really did.
You have to call this a major victory for Howie Roseman, right?
Major victory for Peterson, major victory for Roseman. Only a 2-year deal. Now, if they had gone ahead and tagged him, which would have been a bad idea, they would have been on the hook for $19.95 million this year. That's 2/3 of their available cap space. That means what? Fletcher Cox is not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
It means what? They can't go out and get a guard, a corner, a wide receiver, a safety. It's going to be much more difficult. It squeezes them. And even if they thought, well, if we tag him and then, you know, we come to an agreement later on, it still puts everything on hold. It puts them in free agency purgatory. They didn't want to tag him. But what they do now is they reduce that $19.95 million cap value from the tag down to $13 million. It gives them an extra $16 million per year the next 2 years to really build a team, which is what Roseman said publicly. I got to hand it to Roseman. He did privately what he said publicly he was going to do.
Now, do you expect them to get the Cox deal done now with this?
Well, I think the more important thing now is they have to go out. Here's what I was told based on all the reporting that I did around the league and with the Eagles while they were there. I think they really wanted to get this done. They did. It's definitely a team-friendly contract. There's no question about that. They can still, in the later rounds, get a quarterback. I think draft-wise, in my opinion, what I'm hearing from what they might consider doing is at 13, try to drop down a little bit and recoup the loss of that second-round pick that that Chip Kelly shipped to St. Louis for Sam Bradford. Pick up an extra pick, maybe an early third, maybe a late second.
And still take an offensive lineman in that situation.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. Yeah. But in free agency, in my view, what I hear is that they're going to go guard, safety, linebacker, mm-hmm. maybe corner.
All right. Now, let me ask you this about the grooming of a quarterback. Do they like the group of quarterbacks that may go in the third, fourth round enough that they'll make that a priority?
Well, you know, I'm going to Paxton Lynch's pro day in Memphis. That's on April 5th. It's one of the last ones. I'll bet you the Eagles are well represented at Paxton Lynch's pro day in Memphis. I bet you they are. I don't think they take him at 13. I'm not sure they take him. But I think they're going to be well represented. I still think they are scouting these top quarterbacks beyond Goff and Wentz. I really do.
Well, that would take care of everything. They'd have somebody they can groom. They got the 2-year deal. They've got the cap friendly deal. They could sign Cox. They can actually contend for, they have stability at the quarterback position, where in this division they may be able to contend like the Redskins did last year. Everybody should be ecstatic, right?
I think it's pretty good. Now, if I were them, I'd go right after Kelechi Osemele, the guard from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I got him as a top 10 ranked free agent. He's going to be 27 in June. He's an elite guard. I don't think the Ravens tagged him today, from what I heard. He's played left tackle. He's very versatile. He's tough. He's big. He's going to get big money. But to me, I think you've got to go out and get a guard, a couple of guards in free agency. And I think this team needs a safety. I like Tayshawn Gibson, 26 years old in August. He's not that old. And I think this team obviously needs linebacker. I would say linebacker, guard, and safety. If they're going, what I'm hearing, Michael, is they're interested in moving Eric Rowe back to safety. And if they do that, they won't sign a safety. They'll go after a corner or draft a corner or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was there any particular names that popped up that they really liked at any particular position?
Other than the ones I just mentioned?
Yeah. Like the Will Fullers of the world, any receivers that just jumped out at the combine?
At the combine, in terms of draftable players.
Right.
You know, I think that'll shake out in the next couple of weeks. I think, first and foremost, get this Bradford deal done. Secondly, March 7th on Monday, they can start doing that legal tampering and go out and check out some of these free agents now that they've got a whole lot of cap space. And they got to get on the phone to Fletcher Cox and say, we're going to make you happy. But in the meantime, we have to be competitive in the first couple of days of free agency and just try to fill out this roster. And I think Cox will understand that. Listen, the guy's got to get paid. I've said it before. I'll say it again. He's the linchpin of what they're going to do defensively. He's the best player on the field, both sides of the ball. And they got to make him happy. And I'm sure they're talking to him. The bottom line is this, Mike. It's a new day.
It certainly is.
Because of Peterson's personality. I think, first and foremost, I think he's set a different tone, and it's working.
All right, Sal, great information. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week.